Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
The makers of Black Labels, Inc. understand you didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Labels, Inc. uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Labels, Inc. It's phosphate done better.
The cattle market fell to pieces today, especially on the feeder cattle. March front-end feeder down $3 at $122.15. April's were the lowest at $3.55, lower $121.95. That was 60 off the lows. Live cattle, February were actually higher today. That was the only bright spot on the board here as February comes to a close. Was up 87 at $123.95. Most of that is reflecting what the cash market has done. Live cattle cash this week was 24 to 25 yesterday. And that was $5 to $6 lower than the previous week, so that is why the February live cattle held together so well. April down $1.42, June's $1.82 lower. The on-feed report, on-feed February 1st was 101%. The expectation was 101, right in line with expectations. Placements in January were 111, where the estimate was 111, and then marketed 110, where the estimate was also 110. So cattle on-feed report was right in line with what the expectations were. And cold storage yesterday was 537 million pounds. Last year at this time, it was 534 million, so 3 million pounds more than last year, or 1% higher. But last month, it was 567 million, so we were 30 million pounds less than where we were last month at this time, but that was still a record for the month of January.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
We had mixed to lower grains today. Soybeans were the one contract that was higher, 2.5 to 4 cents higher. Corn a penny lower, and then wheat 5 to 6 cents lower. The end of this week was the release of all the information out of the USDA Ag Outlook Forum. The acreage numbers, which were released yesterday, didn't really have any surprises, with corn acres 90 million acres, down 4 from last year. Beans 88 million, that was up from 83.4 in 2016. And then wheat acres were 46 million, down from 50.2. Beef production were 26 billion pounds. That was up 3.1% year over year. Overall, there weren't, like I said, any real surprises. And then this morning, they released their crop total estimates. They're estimating the 17-18 corn crop at 14.06 billion bushels. Last year, it was 15.14, so over 1 billion less bushels this year. The yield, 170.7, where last year was 174.6. That put ending stocks at 2.215 billion bushels, down from 2.32. The soybean yield, 48 bushels an acre, down from 52.1 last year. The total crop at 4.18 billion, down from 4.307. And then the wheat yield, the 47.1 bushels an acre, where last year it was 52.6. So a little bit of a cut across the board. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.